In the early 2010s, we were still exploring the technological wonders of our cell phones and other connected tech devices, but few were thinking about how governments and businesses could monitor us on these devices. Then 10 years ago this week, this happened.
After a steady drip-drip of leaks to the media about the secret surveillance programs run by the National Security Agency, the Guardian newspapers revealed the name of their source.
My name's Ed Snowden. I'm 29 years old. I work as an infrastructure analyst for NSA.
NPR's Greg Myrie has the story of what has and hasn't changed since Snowden's revelations.
Edward Snowden's family traces its role in national security to relatives who fought in the Revolutionary War. Snowden assumed he'd be engaged in similar work as well. But as a contractor for the National Security Agency, working at an underground facility in Hawaii, he witnessed the mass collection of electronic data on American citizens, and he thought it was wrong. Here's what he told NPR in 2019.
We had stopped watching specific terrorists. And we had started watching everyone, just in case they became a terrorist. And this was not something that affected just people far away in places like Indonesia. This is affecting Americans.
Snowden copied files of the NSA's top secret surveillance program and fled, initially to Hong Kong, where he shared the information with several Western journalists. One was Glenn Greenwald, speaking here to NPR in 2013.
Because he feels like he did the right thing, he doesn't want to hide in shame or try and evade public detection. He wants there to be a debate triggered around the policies that are very consequential and yet very secret, or at least were secret until he helped begin to expose them.
However, many in the national security community, then and now, regard Snowden as a traitor. Most all say he should return to the U.S. and face the criminal charges against him. Keith Alexander was the NSA director when Snowden leaked the files. He's speaking here to ABC shortly after the breach.
It's clearly an individual who's betrayed the trust and confidence we had in him. This is an individual who is not acting, in my opinion, with noble intent. What Snowden has revealed has caused irreversible and significant damage to our country and to our allies.
When Snowden felt he was about to be detained in Hong Kong, he flew to Russia. His final destination was Ecuador, but the U.S. government canceled his passport and charged him with violating the Espionage Act. He's been in Russia ever since and received citizenship there last year. Still, Snowden's actions provoked a fierce debate over government surveillance, personal privacy, and the power and perils of technology.
In the years that have passed, we have seen the laws changed. We have seen the programs change.
In 2015, Congress rewrote the law that allowed the NSA to scoop up everyone's records. The USA Freedom Act now prohibits the bulk collection of phone records of American citizens. Here's President Barack Obama shortly before he signed it into law.
The act also includes other changes to our surveillance laws, including more transparency, to help build confidence among the American people that your privacy and civil liberties are being protected.
There's been another big shift as well. Ordinary citizens now know how governments and tech companies like Facebook, Amazon, and Google collect personal data. This, in turn, has led to a much wider use of encryption. Snowden says 2016 marked the first year that a majority of internet traffic was encrypted, a trend that continues. There's no sign Snowden's case will be resolved anytime soon. When he landed in Moscow in 2013, he expected a one-day layover. But in his 2019 autobiography, he wrote, quote, "Exile is an endless layover." Snowden's critics often attack him for living in Russia. He says attempts to move to other countries have been thwarted by the U.S. government.
It is not my choice to be in Russia. I'm constantly criticizing the Russian government's policy, the Russian government's human rights record, even the Russian president by name.
From his Moscow apartment, Snowden initially gave regular online interviews to news outlets and spoke at technology conferences around the world. He's been much less visible in recent years. He's now married to American Lindsay Mills, and they have two young sons, both born in Russia. Greg Myrie, NPR News.